This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. Our final story of the day. But before we get to that, of course, we have been discussing what does business casual even mean for 2019. If you still want to feedback on that, you still have a few minutes, around 14 minutes left. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. So just before the break, we were talking about people biohacking and inserting chips into their legs, creating the peg leg.
The peg leg.
What I wanted to talk about now was a story that I picked up about how much data Google has actually been collecting, right? And it's basically a story by this guy called Joe Toscano. And what he was doing one day was that he was using LastPass, and I'm sure some of you have heard of what this is. It's a an application that generates strong passwords for you, for your websites and for your banking and all of that kind of stuff. And you log in once, it creates these passwords for you and then auto-fills them to the apps and stuff that you need. Now, recently what started happening is that whilst he was using his phone and using Google Chrome, Google was trying to override LastPass and say, do you want me to save your password within Google's own kind of sphere. And so he kept saying, no, I don't want to do that. I'd rather use my own thing and stop overriding me. This is the thing that I've chosen to use. And that kind of sent him on this little journey as to see just how much data Google had been collecting on him and where they were looking into what he was doing. And he was scrolling up and down and through his history and through his credentials. Now, when he was scrolling through his credentials, what he found was a long list of addresses, right? Many of which were directly related to him and were addresses he'd clearly entered into his browser at one point or another for various reasons. You know, how do I get to home? How do I get to the pizza shop? That kind of stuff. And he also found several other pieces of information he did not expect and that actually were a bit creepy even to him. And he's a writer who spends his days trying to de-creepy the internet. For one, there was his mother's information, now, which was interesting. And he says maybe he entered this, maybe it was in his contact information stored somewhere on his phone. Maybe it was scraped from an email or a purchase he made somewhere at some point. He wasn't sure. And he said it wouldn't be hard to link his mother and him to each other based on the internet connectivity and one thing or another. But something that he did find when he scrolled a little bit further down was a little bit more unsettling. And it turns out Google has info connecting him to his grandmother on his dad's side, who's alive but has never had the internet, and his grandpa on his mum's side, who recently passed away in March and also never had the internet. They had his full name, they had his middle initial, they had his address and where he worked up until the point of his death. This man had never been on the internet. As far as this writer is concerned, he had never even mentioned him, never even connected with this guy anywhere. So what he was asking is that question of how do they have that information? So he listed a handful of ways in which he thought that maybe you know, Google could have got this information. Because he's saying, look, I'm not blaming Google for data collection. After all, that's what they do. And maybe at some point I have shared that information, but I don't remember doing it. Legally, Google have bought that information from somebody. So what he says was the simplest and most obvious answer is that he's entered his grandpa's information online for him somewhere. But he didn't. He's 100% certain that this isn't the case. How can he be so confident? He didn't even know his grandpa's middle initial. Didn't even know that, yet Google did.
He didn't know it.
He didn't even know it. Number two, he used his grandpa's information as a secret password phrase. He didn't. And if he had it done, he would have used his mother's maiden name. Rather than, of course, his grandfather's name. Now, maybe he entered his grandpa's information in his contacts. He didn't. He checked all of his records, went all the way through, and the only reference he has to his grandpa is a company that his grandpa worked at, but without an address, just a company name. Now, maybe his parents at some time updated information when he was when they were logged into his home computer, perhaps dealing with the lawyers or something whilst the grandfather passed away and they were dealing with all of that. Spoke to his parents. They didn't do any of that either. And so, you know, how does Google, do they take geolocation? Do they do this? And they put everything together and just come to an accurate decision. I'd like to throw this out to you guys. As you know, this guy has gone through and said, right, I must have done this, didn't do that. Must have done this, didn't do that. How is it possible?
We've got no idea, but right. Like, the thing that, you know, we've spoken about how these companies know so much about us, and just when you think they know everything about us, they prove us wrong because they know a lot more than just
than
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So everything that we know is just a fraction of what they know.
Right.
Right? And, like, you know, even for the writer here who doesn't even know his grandpa's middle initials, right? Google somehow knows it. And this is, you know, a man who's never been on the internet. And it, how they've done this, it's magic, I call it.
Have you guys been getting the Google prompts asking you to become like a Google navigator or Google scout or location scout or something like that? So the last two or three weeks, every time I go to like service my car or go someplace and I spend like an amount of time there, Google send me like a message saying that, do you want to review the place?
Yeah,
do you want to
start reviews? Yeah. It always
those
does
kinds
that,
of things. Yeah. And then you have to join to become like a level one navigator and level two stuff. It's gamification of locations and stuff. And I know what they're doing. I know exactly what they're doing. They want to know where I'm going. They want to know how well the place is doing. They want all that data. And it's fine. I'm giving in to them. But if I'm going to maybe the writer went to his grandpa's place or somewhere near his grandpa's place. Maybe he sent his parents to his grandpa's place. If he's connected to his mom, maybe the mom went to the grandpa's place and then Google is tracking their location and is like, look, this person who's related to this person is going to this person's house for X amount of time, and then Google checks like contact databases and stuff. I don't know. I'm just like throwing like wild ideas and thinking maybe that's how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all we can do at this stage. Mm.
And the beauty of this story is that Richard just yesterday bought a Google Home Mini to put it in his bedroom so that he can then speak to Google in the morning and ask Google about the things that, you know, that's going to happen in the day, and then go back home and then tell Google what happened actually in the day.
No, Google tells me when I go back home. I know exactly what you did, Richard.
So I guess, you know, we can't run away from this. So, the only fact is that I just hope that these companies, you know, Google, Facebook, all these large tech companies, Amazon and stuff, they know so much about us. They've made our lives so much more convenient. Just do good.
Right. And so...
Please.
There is a reason that I bought one of these Google Homes. And I want to do it... After everything that we've been speaking about for the past 2 or 3 years, I wanted to try a social experiment. I really wanted to know just how much data they were going to collect on me over the next few months and how that is going to alter my life. Does it make things easier for me? Is it easier for me to get to a location? Is it easier for me to get food and communicate and all of these kind of things? They're selling us this idea of how they're going to make our lives easier. I actually want to know if these ads that we're seeing are actually true. So I'd like to try it out.
So we've got an interesting WhatsApp message by Rosalind Kam says, easy, regarding the how they got the information from the information posted in an obituary or a notice in a newspaper or even online or from a genealogy created by a member of the extended family. Google's algorithms easily matched, can match these matches. So, you know, maybe it's just someone posted it online and, like, you know, this so-and-so person has sadly passed away. Google just picks it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy will be writing more articles related to this story, and I'm sure if there's a follow-up, you'll be able to find it. His name is Joe Toscano. Check it out. Have a listen out for that. It'll be a podcast shortly as well. Of course, we started off with that story all about...
Well, we talked about business casual. How do you define business casual in 2019?
Then we spoke about how biohackers are turning legs into hotspots.
Wrapping up with how Google has some fellas dead... grandpa's data, even though he's never been on the internet. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget the podcast will be up very shortly from wherever you listen to your podcast. But coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Germany, like other countries, is seeing its economy negatively impacted by the US-China trade war. How are German businesses adapting in tough economic times? And are there opportunities for Malaysia to leverage? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Daniel Birnbeck, the CEO of the Malaysia German Chamber of Commerce, all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.